Each week, we try to go inside Chicago's fast-growing tech community to see what the next big thing might be. This week, we're featuring 11 Ronin, a company that advances the world by bringing ideas to life and build businesses that solve real-world problems. I'm Scott Catoon, and it's time to start talking about tomorrow's business today. Welcome to the show, Ryan Jeffrey and Armand Ghosh.
Thanks for having us.
So tell me a little bit more about, 11 Ronin.
Yeah, so we started 11 Ronin about a year and a half ago as a way to connect entrepreneurs to human and financial capital, to allow them a better way in which they can build companies. So we have an ecosystem that we've built out over the last year and a half that really supports entrepreneurs in building these companies that have real-world impact. We support them through advice, guidance. We have a team of developers, of sales experts, of strategists, of analysts that help these companies get up and off the ground, and then connect them to financial capital investors to raise money and then build these companies in a much more scalable way.
You know, it's interesting. What I thought was kind of cool about you guys was, and I've been saying this for, you know, a few years now that I've been working sort of in this space, is that everyone wants, or they talk about smart money, right? You want to get an investor. You don't want to get an investor who's just going to like drop. I mean, some people want a guy to just drop a bag of cash off and disappear. but the really wise, shrewd, opportunistic investors are offering a lot more than just a bag of cash, a lot more than just terms. And one of the things that's interesting to me is that companies like you are popping up kind of all over the place now, in that they are providing the strategy, providing some branding, providing some development, providing all kinds of things. What was your background that made you realize this is what you guys want to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great observation. I think, you know, today, with how many companies that are out there, and with the venture community being so active, a dollar just isn't a dollar anymore, you know, and I think the venture community and a lot of people who are looking at entrepreneurship are now valuing the dollar plus services, plus strategy, plus support, because everyone's comfortable with building businesses today. And it's now become a competitive advantage for certain people to be able to say, I'm going to give you the money you need. But the reality of it is that noting my experience, what I've gone through, what I've seen, what I've done, I can help you grow and accelerate faster by, one, learning from my mistakes, which is going to be extremely important for any startup. But then, two, also connecting to you to what I have been able to build. So that's resources. It could be, you know, very easily tied to, you know, connections in the investor space, or maybe enterprise clients to sell your product. These are things that personally I can provide someone based off of my own personal experience, you know, a leg up in the market for. So, you know, to answer your question, our backgrounds are a little bit diverse as a founding partnership, where we have, you know, a founder who's been a general partner for a large venture capital firm, has lived in the VC space, and is a big name in that space. Ryan and I have both been on the operator side, with Ryan also being on the VC side for a little bit as well. But we've built businesses from the ground up. You know, we've gone through that ringer of raising venture capital, and we've made a lot of mistakes, and we've also had a lot of wins. But we've done this in volume. So with those two kind of components, that operating experience plus the ability to really understand the venture community, you know, we come to the table with an expertise that can really benefit that budding entrepreneur or that, you know, budding startup to go to market in the most efficient, logical, and hopefully successful way as possible.
Very, very well said. I mean, I think one of the things, and actually one of the shows we just actually recorded, we were talking about how entrepreneurs in general sometimes only have like kind of half the picture, so to speak. Like they're either exceptionally, you know, visionary, or they're exceptionally good at coding, or they're exceptionally good at marketing, or they're exceptionally good at business or whatever. But rarely do they have all of the steps and pieces. And so without companies like Ronin to come in and sort of show them, like, where are your deficiencies?
Yeah.
What can we, where can you leverage us more versus, you know, you more?
Yeah.
And so what you guys are doing, I think is something that is very needed in this industry.
Yeah, I actually think it's more fundamental than that, too, in that a lot of entrepreneurs, when they start their own company, or when they go out to build their own idea, they're doing so on an island, right?
Yeah.
And they're oftentimes lonely. It's a lonely, isolated time when you're building your own company. You don't often have the support that you need, and a lot of companies fail for that reason, right? They don't have the support, the guidance, the people that have done it before, the mistakes that we've learned to guide them through those dark times, because entrepreneurship, a lot of it is dark times. Right. And so being able to connect those dots, be able to be that bridge that allows them to figure out, okay, this is not what we should be doing right now. We should be focusing on this, is a really important thing that we're providing through 11 Ronin and the ecosystem that we've built.
Man, you guys are doing an awesome job at it, to be honest. Where are companies, Where are you seeing most of your companies and clients coming from? What's the average client that you guys are working with? What do they look like? What's the profile?
Yeah, it's a great question. So under 11 Ronin, we have two types of businesses that we build. We have on one side agencies that are really there to support the startup and technology space in building out infrastructure, things that we do for our own companies. And then we have the companies that we build internally, which we will build the foundation of the business, and then we will connect that entrepreneur and funding together and spin that out into its own entity. So when we look at the client side on the agency in the agency space, one of the remarkable things that we've really noticed over the past year and a half is that entrepreneurship's everywhere. You know, we have clients in Israel, we have clients in New York, San Francisco, and obviously quite a few people that we support over here in Chicago. And entrepreneurship today and startups today is truly a global phenomenon where people are building things everywhere. And with advances in technology, it doesn't mean that you have to be restricted to where you are to even work together. So yeah. Collaboration's key, but we're able to effectively work with people anywhere and everywhere, and it's really empowered the people who have ideas to connect and grow in an efficient manner, which we honestly never really saw in the past because we were in our bubble in Chicago, or everyone's so obsessed with New York or San Francisco. So
that annoys me to no end.
Oh my gosh! Right?
Yeah.
Brian and I, we had a wonderful ride building a company called Belly prior to 11 Ronin, and we were one of the few companies you could probably count on one hand that Andreessen Horowitz invested in outside of San Francisco, and one of the only people in Chicago that they invested in. And there's great people here, there's great talent here, but I think that is also a reflection of we can help anybody anywhere, but it's a truly global phenomenon for the companies that we help. But on our own portfolio side, we've primarily really stuck to building companies in Chicago. We do have one in LA, but of our three venture-funded companies that we've launched, they're born and bred in Chicago.
Yeah.
With the talent that we know we're comfortable with, and at the end of the day, that we can really trust to grow.
I think companies should absolutely look into you. Where do they go to find more about 11 Ronin and to get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, so they can go to our website, 11 Ronin. It's RONIIN.com.
Two ones, two eyes.
Two ones, two eyes. There you go. And then we're just Ryan and Armand at Ronin.com.
At Ronin.com.
Yep.
Very cool. Thank you guys so much for coming by the show today and talking a lot about what you guys are doing. I think companies really could learn a lot and honestly use a company like 11 Ronin.
Cool. Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us.
Of course, anytime. You can stream this episode and more on the WGN Plus and River Radio apps, or download each episode on iTunes. And remember to stay connected by following us on Twitter at TBT on WGN. Boom, that's a wrap.